Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have Mark Falanga with us. Mark is with the merchandise, Senior Vice President with the Merchandise Mart. And with Neocon being just over 2 weeks behind us, I thought it'd be good to get Mark on the horn and talk about some of the results of the show. So how you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing really well. It's great to be with you again, Kemp, and to follow up on Neocon this year, our 40th Neocon, if you could believe that. And, you know, the show this year was a pretty good show. I think prior to the show, there was a lot of concern amongst the manufacturers that a lot of the economic rumblings that we've heard about in the marketplace were going to impact the attendance in a significant way, that the design community would have come into the show and have fewer projects that they were involved with. But really, that did not occur here. As it turns out, our attendance was very strong. We had a little over 50,000 people in attendance, which was about 4% or so less than last year. And that was, you know, while a little less, not the kind of drop that many manufacturers seem to be anticipating prior to the show. And what we found is that while the attendance was down only slightly, that what tends to happen is that the same number of design firms are represented as attendees here at the show, but they may bring fewer people in. So rather than four or five people coming in for the show, it may be they may come in with three or four people, and those people that are coming in are involved in projects. And I'd say we, you know, during the show, we had a chance to speak with many manufacturers, all different categories of product, and we also had a chance to speak with many design firms or designers with a variety of design firms. And what we found is that there's really no anticipation of any downturn in this business, that the design firms are, you know, there are projects that are on their boards that are in the pipeline that they anticipate getting involved with in the future, that business seems steady, that there hasn't been the kind of downturn that you may expect, given all that we've heard in the news on a daily basis about the credit issues that we're all confronting and a lot of the issues in the housing market. So we're encouraged with all of that, and I think that Neocon is a great barometer for the industry and for the volume of business that the industry could expect over the next year or so. And by all indicators, I think we'll see steady movement throughout the year and a pretty stable year, given what we've heard qualitatively, what's in the pipeline and the kind of business that the designers and manufacturers are seeing over the next year here.
Well, Mark, I can add that the 4% dip does not seem like much of a dip. You know, that while we were there and the elevators were crowded as normal, the showrooms on both the 8th floor and 10th floor, where I spent most of my time, were very crowded. And I can add to you that some of the dip may not be economically based. Of the six people that from my company that we sent to Chicago, two people had major travel issues on that Sunday based on the weather and storms. And I got them there on Monday, but, you know, they had to kind of jump through hoops to get there. And, you know, and some of the people coming to the show might not, you know, they may have gotten a flight canceled and just didn't come. I'd say weather was at least a minor factor in part of your decline.
We heard a lot of that. And, you know, I would say there are a lot of things we feel we have control over in producing Neocon. And in 40 years, you know, we've got a lot of the aspects of the show down pretty well, but the weather is one thing that we have no control over.
Exactly.
But we did hear that on that Sunday,
yeah.
Midway Airport was closed. There were severe thunderstorms, a lot of severe rain, and many, many flights. We've heard, I don't know, as many as hundreds of flights got canceled coming into Chicago. So I think that had to have some impact on what was going on here.
Well, since you have a very broad look at this marketplace, I'm sure you don't listen to our FloorDaily.net on a daily basis, but the last, I think, eight interviews that we've run have been flooring manufacturers who have won a Best of Neocon award, and I've asked every one of them about their Neocon experience, and 100% of them are saying that all the designers they met with, it was a great experience. All the designers they've met with had projects they were working on, and there's plenty of business out there. So I guess...
Yeah, that's what we found, too. And that Best of Neocon award is really a very prestigious award in this industry. And there are many designers that will really navigate their Neocon, their version of Neocon, just by going from one Best of Neocon winner to another, to see the range of products that are being introduced at Neocon, and what they consider as the range of the best products introduced at Neocon. So those awards do bring a lot of attention and focus to those manufacturers who win them, and we're glad to hear that those manufacturers saw benefit in that award. You know, I'd also say that this year was very robust by way of new product introductions, and you know, the flooring category still is very impressive to us, and that is an industry and a marketplace that has taken itself completely out of the commodity business. The flooring products are really at the upper end of the high design spectrum. Many high-profile designers are involved with the carpeting companies and the floor covering companies, and the fact that the flooring is a category in Best of Neocon, that there are so many entrants into that category, and that there are as many winners as there are in the flooring category, really speaks to how that category has really come along and how focused the flooring business is on high design. So we're thrilled with hearing all of that. And you know, this year we had 352 entrance to Neocon, and you know, one thing that we think is great in this business is that it's a business and an industry that focuses on new products, that focuses on good design, and that understands the benefits of long-term planning and is not really planning their activities around economic blips, but understands the benefits of long-term planning and long-term benefits of investing in design, because when things do pull out of an economic downturn, there is a market share shifting that occurs, and those companies that continue to invest in marketing and continue to invest in new product development tend to fare much better than those who haven't when that upturn occurs.
So you say there were 352 Best of Neocon entries. And how does that compare to previous years? Is that
well, it's right up there with the highest number of entries that we've ever had. I think last year was roughly around the same number. It may have been 354, 356, but you know, this year and last year are really the peak years in terms of the number of entries coming in, and we see that as another gauge to how well the industry is investing in new products and how many new products are being launched at Neocon, because that's what this show is all about.
Well, and also, you know, like showroom investment. Take a look at the showroom investment. You had Fortune had a brand new space. They had moved from the 11th to the 10th floor.
Exactly.
You had, Invista, totally new showroom, mm-hmm. You know, on the 10th floor. I know that Mohawks had combined their space, and they had a completely new layout. And you had, even on the Shaw, you know, the new Pat Craft and Design Weave, they had a brand new, complete new space. So, I mean, you had a lot of people that were spending money, not only in new products, but also in the way they displayed them.
Exactly.
As people continue to invest, you know they're not too worried about whether there's going to be business tomorrow.
That's right. And I think that, you know, what we've seen, I think there was a great learning curve in the recession of, 2000, 2001, 2002. And I think what has occurred, and I've heard this time and time again, especially from a lot of the design firms, is that they've really diversified their range of activities in which they're involved. So it's rare to see now a design firm that will just focus on offices or just focus on hospitality or any given vertical market. Rather, what we see now is that most of the design firms have really diversified their interests and spread their risk out over a variety of different vertical markets. So if one of them goes sinks, then the others keep the ship afloat. And I think that is much more beneficial to the manufacturers as well. So if the office market drops, hospitality may be strong, or healthcare may be strong, this year at NeoCon saw lots of products that really accommodate each of these different vertical markets. So the manufacturers have really responded to the designers' diversification of their own business by developing products that really are suitable to these a variety of different vertical markets.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say that diversity has not only happened on the design side, but it's also happened on the supply side.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, the design industry, the design community is very good at indicating to the manufacturers what the marketplace requires, what their customers want, and the manufacturers are extraordinary at responding to that. I think the first wave of what we saw here in, you know, our recent past, but, you know, within the last decade or so, is the designers really becoming sharply in tune with the LEED requirements and sustainability issues. And in a 10-year period of time, manufacturers have every one of them essentially has responded to this in some significant way by creating some sustainable offering. And I think together, the manufacturers and the design community have really elevated this entire industry and elevated the quality of the design as well as the level of sustainability that is offered across the board.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we're about to run out of time, but I did want to make one quick comment. The LEED certification of the Merchandise Mart, definitely, if you went to the show, you saw a lot of things that, I guess, run in hand in hand with that certification. One was the recycling bins that you had. And I was impressed. There was actually a sentry assigned to the recycling bin in the press room. The lady was making sure that you put the right things in the right receptacle.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
As part of our LEED certification, the MART is LEED EB, or existing building certified.
Yeah.
And we've instituted a lot of these programs, recycling programs. Some of these we've been doing for 20 years or so, but, you know, we've gone current. We've got a battery recycling program. We've got a light bulb crusher and recycling program, mm-hmm. and a range of other things here that we've done in order to affect this LEED certification that we have. But it also provides a much easier way for anyone doing any build outs here to become LEED certified. So it's a great trickle down effect and a great opportunity for any manufacturer with any showroom to build out their space in a LEED certified way, because they're starting at a much different level with a lot of points already accumulated through the MART's LEED EV certification. Mm-hmm. So one byproduct of all of this is making it easier for the manufacturers to participate in this program as well.
Well, as you look forward to NeoCon next year, do you see any changes on the horizon as far as the way you're going to put the show on, or is it too soon to be talking about?
Well, it's a little too soon to tell. I'd say we're always looking for improvements, and major project we do is after each show we do a very comprehensive debriefing of the show, looking at each and every aspect of the show and how we can improve it, and then we outline our ideas, new thinking for the show for next year. So that is in the process right now. We're collecting our ideas, and we'll initiate this debriefing meeting in the next couple of weeks here. And, I can assure you that we'll continue to have a lot of new products at NeoCon. We'll have great speakers and a lot of great opportunities for people to get together and meet and hang out with their colleagues from around the world.
Yeah. All right. Well, we look forward to that again next year. I appreciate you spending time with our listeners this morning, Mark. We've been talking to Mark Falanga. He's the Senior Vice President of the Merchandise Mart. And this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.